There is a tremendous vacuum of leadership in the world today. Look at the state of American politics. Goodness me, look at Great Britain. Look at Europe. A vacuum of leadership. Where are the real men? Will the real men and the real women please stand up? But hey, listen to me. In Russia, there was a great leader, Alexei Navalny. He was a man with courage, with grit, with tremendous fortitude. He stood up against what he considered to be an evil regime. What did they do to him, Alexei? Well, firstly, they tried to poison him, almost killed him. He was flown out to Germany and he survived. But he didn't stay in Germany, stay in a beautiful hotel or something. Alexei went back to Russia to fight the good fight of faith. And he died, as you know, just very recently in a Siberian prison, one of the Gulag camps, one of the death camps. He was buried just the other day in Moscow. I was tremendously amazed to see the great crowd of Russians who came out to show their support and their appreciation of Alexei, this modern day Russian martyr. I've discovered this. In Russia, you've had the greatest people and you've had the worst people. You've had the greatest monsters like Stalin, and we could mention others, and you've had tremendous heroes like Alexei. In spite of the terrible cold, and in spite of the fact that they're all probably going to end up in prison for thinking out loud and for opposing what they consider to be something very bad, thousands came to pay their respects. I watched them in amazement and admiration. They came because they believed in what they believed. They were real men and real women. May God give us some great people, great leaders in America, in Australia, and the rest of the Western world. I guess it is a vain hope. It may never happen, but it can happen to you and it can happen to me. We can be people of integrity and we can stand up for what we believe in.